Well, I'm going to talk about school tonight. Nobody panic. There are no tests. You get to ask the questions, and the teacher has to answer. What could be better? I want to start out with something tonight that is becoming more and more evident to most of us, and that is that our government is not on our side. And Dr. McLaren pointed out that we have regulatory capture. And that's true. If we continue the way we're going and we play by the rules set up for us, we're headed down a giant funnel. And at the bottom of that funnel is a big three-letter word. It says yes. Yes to whatever it is they want. So, what are we going to do? We're going to fight on. And then we'll use a military analogy here. Until we do the next thing, we're going to have a holding action. That is more of the same and more and louder and harder. We're going to make their lives as miserable as possible, but we're going to change direction. And how are we going to do that? We're going to sign up and go to school, those of us who would like to be activists and want to make a change in our towns. And what we're talking about now is turning the whole thing upside down. Basically, what we have now is top down. Everything starts in Washington, then it goes to the state, then it comes down trickling to us, whatever is left, whatever authority is left. Lucky us, we get it. But now we're going to change the game, and we are going to take back our constitutional rights. Our inalienable rights under the Constitution. And what does the Constitution say? It says, we the people. It doesn't say, we the corporations. In fact, it doesn't mention corporations. So what's happened is that the corporations have insinuated themselves into our government. And they have begun to write our very laws for us. And of course, when they write the laws, it's all in their favor. So this entire regulatory process has been set up to get them to yes. And time after time across the United States, what we find is that good people just like us are out there fighting like mad to stop this very same kind of thing. And guess what? They end up losing. Not because they didn't try hard, not because they didn't understand the issue, not because of any fault of theirs, but because it's all set up for them to lose. So this brings me to what I want to tell you about tonight. There is an organization started out in Pennsylvania. It's called Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, and that's CELDF. I have little things here tonight that I can pass out for anybody who would like to get further involved. You can see me afterwards. But what they do is they teach us how to take back our government. And I've been to the school. It's fun. It's kind of like taking a drink out of a fire hose. You spend one day, quite a long day, but you get a wonderful education out of it, and it's the most enjoyable. They teach us basically how to change our local laws and local ordinances to be based on our inalienable rights as citizens. And that gives us the opportunity to say, in this town, corporations don't have equal rights with human beings. In this town, we make the rules, and that's based on our constitutional rights. Now, you'll say, well, will it work? Well, yes, it will. Because in Pennsylvania and in Maryland and in New Hampshire, it already has. Now, of course, the corporations don't like this, and they threaten to sue and so forth and so on. But ultimately, they know they don't want to get in court with us, because how are they going to stand there and argue, well, we have more rights as a corporation than human beings do? I don't think that flies too well, not even with most, let's say, tolerant courts. So what I would like to say to you is those people who have already signed up to go to democracy school and learn about how to do this, what you need to do is find fellow activists in your town and get those folks on board, get them to school. You can call me and we'll get it arranged for you. So, and if you can get a couple of people per town, then we can change this one town at a time. And we can make New Hampshire a better place for us and a really, really miserable place for corporations. Now, that doesn't mean that we're anti-business. What it does mean is when somebody comes and says, oh, by the way, we're going to run a giant power line down your state, and then maybe in a couple, 3 years, we'll put a second line and then a third and then a fourth. And, the power was never meant for you in the first place, but you're a really handy place to put the lines. Or how about the people that show up and say, we're going to have a factory pig farm in your town? And when you say, no, we're not, they say, regulations say we have the right. The only thing you get to argue about is how many pigs we raise, not whether or not we'll do it. And the same for water mining. They come in and they say, we're going to have a bottling plant, and they literally drain the aquifer. And that, by the way, happened in New Hampshire and Nottingham. All right? They came in and decided that they were going to do precisely that, and the people of Nottingham fought, and fought some more. And then finally they appealed to CELDF. They got the laws changed and chased them out of town. So this is something we can do. We mustn't allow ourselves to be steamrolled. And that's where we're headed if we don't change direction. Meantime, we fight hard. But we go about getting ready to defeat them. And this is how we do it. Thanks a lot. And if you would like to get more information, I'll give you one of these things, and it gives you the website, gives you a little information about where to go, and it gives you my phone number. Thank you very much for your attention.